Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome to the show. Gidi Hansen's here this week again, as she is on every Wednesday. For the last 2 weeks, this is our third week, we're talking about hope for 2016, and hope has a psychological aspect to it. Gidi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I love when you're here. I learned so much through sports. And my son just happened to be watching this with me. He's a big sports fan. Herm Edwards is a former coach. And he had this saying, it finally occurred to me. I was trying to remember it. And I think that this will go perfectly with what we're going to be talking about today, which is the way or capacity to reach your goals. Herm Edwards said, "Hope without a plan is a dream." And I told that to my son. My son watched me, and I said, "Boy, that is wisdom right there." Because that is exactly what that is. And yes. That's what we're talking about today.
Yes,
hope
we are.
Without a plan is a dream.
Yes. And we need a dream and we need hope. But part of hope, according to Professor Snyder, is having a plan and having the will to reach the plan.
And people who don't have a plan, that's sort of like daydreaming, isn't it?
That is.
And that's actually destructive.
Yeah, I think it's a waste of time.
Waste of time.
It's a waste
of time.
It's not,
maybe destructive is an overstatement, but yeah. It's a waste of time.
And ultimately, it could be destructive because it could tear down. If you live in this dream world and then you come crashing back to your own world, it could be very destructive.
Okay, so
we're not talking about that.
Right, so with that in mind, again, hope without a plan is a dream.
Yes.
Let's talk about plans that we need to make for 2016 to make our hopes more than just a dream.
Exactly. Beautiful quotation. Mm-hmm. So last week we talked about the tools for our goals or what do you want to make happen. This week we're talking about tools for the pathways, the way or capacity to reach your goals. So, number one, according to Professor Snyder, remember he was the pioneer in positive psychology, 1944 to 2006, and he specialized in forgiveness and hope. So he says your number one tool for pathways or the way to reach your goal is to devise a number of pathways to your desired goal.
Interesting.
So let's go back to our college analogy. I want to graduate from Chico State with a bachelor's in history, and then I want to get my teacher's credential. Let's say the pathway I originally envisioned for that is a scholarship. And let's say I don't get it.
Yeah.
Now what am I going to do? Say, okay, I give up. I'm not going to college. No. Then I go, okay, I got my backup plan. My backup plan is it's going to take me longer to go through college. I've already been accepted, so I'm going to have to work and study.
Another option is I'm going to go to Butte College for 2 years.
Yes.
Not pay for the education as much. Another plan would be, well, I really want to go to a four-year college and I want to go somewhere else. I want to go out of town. And so I'm going to work a part-time job to get more money.
And another pathway.
I'm going to beg my parents for more money. I'm just joking.
Another pathway could be I'm going to get a student loan.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's so many pathways. So we have to not have our mind fixed on this one way to get there. And if that doesn't work, just give up. So
I mean, yeah, it's like you, if you want to get to Sacramento, you can go 99.
Yes.
Or you can take 70.
Yes.
You're still going to get there.
Yes.
But, you know, maybe one way is easier than another way.
Yes.
One way, maybe there's traffic here. There's just maybe it's a safer route going 99 than 70. So there's different ways to get to the same place.
There are. And that's where the creativity comes in and the fun, really, if you think about it. And people have said the neural pathways in our brain work the same. And they say don't always take the same roads to your chosen destination because you're creating a rut in your brain. So take different ways to work, different ways to school. When you go to the supermarket, don't always take the same path.
Interesting.
Take it in reverse or zigzag or do something. And they say it'll actually grow new brain cells. It'll enhance your brain and cause your brain to work more efficiently.
So getting in a rut causes it deadens the brain cells?
It doesn't utilize, let's put it that way.
You know, because as we get older, sometimes you think about, okay, I just heard about an actor who has Alzheimer's.
Who's that?
It slips my mind. I was just watching.
That's
it.
Okay.
I can't remember who it was, but I was like, oh gosh, how sad.
Yeah.
And I thought, are there ways to prevent that? Are there ways to prevent these kinds of things?
Yes, there is. And that's by creating new neural pathways.
Uh-huh.
Other ways to do that is to work on puzzles, learn a new language, do anything new.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll open up the brain and create more pathways. And it's the same with these pathways to reach your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Diversify.
Okay.
So secondly, decide on the most effective path for each goal. In other words, prioritize the path. Okay, here's number one is this. If that doesn't work, then I have number two.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work, I have number three, number four.
In some ways, you could keep them all open equally, too. Because sometimes you think that the number one path is the best way to go, and you go up that path and you say, this is working fine. But, now that I think about it, this other path might even be a better way. I mean, by keeping all of the options open.
Well, at some point you'll want to close them down.
Some days you're going to have to choose.
Because you're going to spread yourself too thin.
Okay, all right.
If you're getting there, it's like starting down 99 and then saying, I'm going to cut across. I think it's like 70 and go a little under. No, I'm going to go back to 99.
Okay.
At
some point you have to choose.
You have to choose. And choose on the most effective path.
Okay.
For each goal. And then number three is really important. With long-range goals, divide them into smaller, attainable goals. Mm. And I have a testimony in this area. Mm. I was in my late 50s when God said, I want you to go get a master's degree in psychology, in marriage and family therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am in my late 50s, and I started doing the calculation. Well, maybe I should save this for after the break.
But I do want to hear that. We'll take a break. We're talking about hope for 2016. The way or capacity to reach our goals, whatever they may be. We'll continue our chat with Gidi when we come back after this break.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. Gidi Hansen, marriage and family therapy is her specialty. There are other counselors there as well as Gidi over at The Growing Place. If you need some help in the area of marriage and family issues, or maybe some addictive issues that you're dealing with, or maybe confidence levels or depression or whatever it may be, The Growing Place is a good place to go. It is fair to say it's Christian-based, although you don't have to be a Christian, a person of faith, to go there. And if you're a non-believer, you're still welcome to go there and get advice and counseling from that perspective as well. But it's a great place. The Growing Place, their phone number is 588-0448. Remind you that you can go to their website to find out more about The Growing Place, tgplace.com. tgplace.com. Continue our chat with Gidi. And we were talking about a personal story about how you had plans to do something and then you had to take a different path.
Yes, I had the long-range goal of becoming a licensed marriage and family therapist. And here I am in my late 50s. And
how long ago was this goal?
This was, let me see. I'm 64 right now, so this was about...
No, you're not 64.
I am.
Oh, I thought you were like 51 or something.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
This was about 6 years ago. Yeah, this was exactly 6 years ago. Uh-huh. I started at Grand Canyon University.
Okay.
So it was 6 years ago. A little before then, God said to me, I want you to become licensed as a therapist. So I looked into it, and I saw that I had 3 1/3 years of online learning without any vacations, no summer break, nothing, mm-hmm. only 2 weeks off every year at Christmas. And then I have to get 3,000 hours of actual practice, and then I have to pass two exams. I started doing the calculations, and I thought, I'm going to be 65 by the time I do this, and that's when most people retire, and I'll just be beginning my career. This is crazy, Lord. This is not right. How can you be asking this of me? And the Lord just I felt in my heart very calmly tell me, well, Moses was 80 when I called him.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm calling you to this, and you may not know why now, but you'll know later. And so when I went to school, that first semester was so hard. It was California Law and Ethics, and I learned 50 different ways I could be sued, I could get killed, I could go to prison. It was like all the things that could go wrong and their consequences.
Right.
And I was again questioning and going, Lord, what do I need to do this for? I don't want to do this, you know? And he kept saying, break it down. Just go class by class. So my goal in the beginning was, God, just get me through this class. And then it was, get me through the first year. And then it was, get me through the second year. And then it was, get me through the third year. And then it was, get me through one third year that's left.
So this is the third in the tools for pathways.
Go ahead. This is breaking it down into smaller attainable goals.
Yes.
Then, Lord, open up a place where I can do my practicum and internship.
Yeah.
Then, Lord, help me get these 3,000 hours. Mm-hmm. Then, Lord, help me pass the first exam, which, thanks be to God, all those things were done. Now I just have the second exam.
And then I think one of the hardest steps for the tools for the pathway, we're devising a number of pathways.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to choose the most effective path, dividing our goal into smaller attainable goals. And to me, the fourth one would seem to be the most difficult.
But yes, take the first step.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you don't take the first step, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
And that's where we can really become paralyzed.
Uh-huh.
If we don't have hope, if we don't have grace from God, in my case, you can become paralyzed. But you think about it. Everything we've ever done in our lives, for good or for bad, took the first step.
That, you know, the taking the first step, in a way, is where faith meets the path.
Yes.
That's where faith is the most, because that's where you're really saying, again, another movie reference, where in an Indiana Jones movie, you know, Harrison Ford takes the leap of faith going over the canyon that there's actually going to, you probably know the scene.
Yeah, I love that.
And he takes the leap of faith. And that's kind of what we have to do. We have to take that first step and have faith that there's going to be something underneath us.
Yes. And
that is hard. I think I'm ahead of the game here. I've looked at all eight. Four seems to me to be the hardest.
Well, yes. And one of my colleagues has a beautiful saying, you know, which we can apply. You know, I'm looking at this goal God set for me to become licensed in 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I could say to myself, well, I'm going to be, if God allows me to live, I'm going to be doing something for 5 or 6 years.
Right.
Do I want a license at the end of it to show my efforts or not?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is, we're going to be doing something. We're going to be taking the step in some direction.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to take the step in the direction where I want to go, or do I want to step out into something else? In other words, there's no such thing as not taking a first step.
Yeah.
Even if the first step is, I'll never get out of bed. That's your step.
Mm-hmm.
And you're taking it.
And that takes us to number five, which I think is...
Yes.
I can deal with this.
We need to prepare for setbacks and obstacles. We need to be realistic.
Right.
We need to realize that things don't just fall in our laps.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, when I was going to university for my master's, one of my biggest, well, I had two big obstacles from time to time. One was an unreasonable professor, and I do mean unreasonable, who was a nightmare. And then the other one was doing group projects online with slackers for people who didn't want to do their job. And then they slander you behind your back to the professor that it was your fault that they didn't get their work done on time.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So after the first two or three classes, I just realized I have to be prepared for this. I can't be pulling out my hair every time this happens.
Well, we have an obstacle right now in our conversation. It's called a commercial break. We have three more bullet points for tools for pathways to reach our goals. We'll wrap up our discussion today with Gidi right after this.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back. We're speaking to Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. If you're looking for some help in marriage and family therapy, or maybe some addictions that you might have, maybe depression that you're suffering from, or a family member, highly recommended. The Growing Place. You could give them a call at 588-0448. Gidi Hansen, just one of the many people you can talk to maybe help you with some of your issues. We're talking about positive things, about hope for 2016 and pathways to reach our goals. And let's continue the discussion. Let's quickly recap them. Devise a number of pathways to your goal. Decide on the most effective path for the goal. Divide your goals into smaller attainable goals. Have the strength and the faith to take that first step to attain your goal. Prepare for setbacks and obstacles because they're probably going to happen. What if they don't happen? What if you're just lucky and you get there? I've always said setbacks is one of the best things that you can have in your life.
Yeah. Well, if it didn't happen that time, it's going to happen sometime.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I've never known of it not happening, but I won't say it's impossible.
Right.
But it'll happen sooner or later.
Okay.
So our sixth tool for our pathways is to change our mindset of failure into experiments.
Okay, like that.
This is like Thomas Edison. 99 times, you could have called it a failure. He called it an experiment.
Okay.
I also think of Leonardo da Vinci. Mm. We look at his finished masterpieces, but we know there must have been tons of marble that ended up in the heap. Lots of spoiled canvases. Any artistic person is willing to, quote unquote, make mistakes. Uh-huh. And if we're not willing to make mistakes, we won't grow. We won't discover new things. We won't allow our creativity and our efforts to run free.
Well, that is great. I mean, I look at somebody like Steven Spielberg, a great film director. He did some clunkers along the way, too.
Yes.
Movies really weren't all that good.
Yes.
But you know what?
Yes.
It led to more successes down the road.
It does. And so we just have to change that word failure into effort, experiment, learning experience, or whatever, because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And the greatest people have had the greatest failures, quote unquote.
The only failure really is just not giving an effort.
Yes.
You know, in a sense, if you just don't try, that's kind of the failure.
That's good. I like that.
I like that, too. I got my
I
moments.
Like that.
All right. Okay.
And then number seven, we need to be ready and willing to learn new skills along the way.
Okay.
So what this means is don't assume that I'm going to get to my goal with my current skill set.
Mm-hmm.
I may have to learn some new things. I may have to learn new ways of thinking. I may have to, in my case, take lots of classes and learn new things.
In my experience, I've seen people who have great credentials at various things, really good, but they're unable to do a very good job interview. When they go into the interview,
yes.
they struggle. And,
yes.
and it's like, okay, gosh, you have all of the qualifications. You're very good at the various. But when you go into the interview, you freeze up.
Yes.
And you get nervous and you say something stupid and you so take some classes on how to be a better interviewer,
yes.
how to a better interviewee.
Yes.
And maybe that's the problem. And so
yes.
there's so many other,
That's a beautiful example.
It's an example that I've seen happen with people who have interviewed for jobs. In fact, I was one of them. I interviewed for a job about years ago, and I just wasn't prepared for it because I was going through some emotional turmoil. And boy, did I mess up that interview from beginning to end. And it's like that those kind of things can happen. And so sometimes it's just learning a different skill set that you might not even be aware that you need.
Yes.
In order to go to the next step in reaching your goal.
Exactly. Or you like the movies, The King's Speech.
Yes.
There's a beautiful example. The guy had to learn how to talk.
Yeah.
To talk on the radio.
And he was very, very smart guy.
Yes. Educated.
Had everything going for him, born in the right family. All the breaks happened so that he could become the king. But he had this one area he had to work on in order to go to the next step.
Exactly right. And then our final tool for pathways or the way or capacity to reach our goals is to be ready and willing to ask for help from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Successful people are people who know that they don't have it all,
mm-hmm.
who need other people, who set up networks,
mm-hmm.
Who have a good support system, who are willing to learn, willing to ask, willing to, quote unquote, look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people who reach their goals.
And this is the one that pays off the biggest dividends in many ways, because I find that when I ask somebody for their advice, sometimes I'll ask somebody for their advice even though I know I don't need it, because it flatters them. It flatters them. If I go and I say, you know, I've written this story and you could cook off of it. It's so clean. It says perfectly written, perfectly edited. But you know what? I'm going to ask this person because maybe somebody sees something in it I missed.
Yes.
It's good to have a second set of eyes and to ask for an opinion, even if you know you don't need that opinion. You feel like you've got it pretty much, you honed in on it. It's a good idea to do that because it flatters somebody and it's a nice way to make a contact and get goodwill toward other people in a way.
Yes, it's a good way to connect, as you're saying. Mm-hmm. In my case, every paper that I ever handed in for my master's degree, I would have my husband, Father Hansen, edit it. Mm-hmm. And I had written it and read it and read it, and there were no errors, and it was ready to go. And he would read it and find this error, that error, this mm-hmm. error, that error. This is unclear. What do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
And it would make me so happy.
Yeah.
Because I knew he was making my work better, and he had a different perspective and a different set of ears and eyes, and it was only going to be a blessing.
We all need an editor. Everybody needs an editor. I don't know whether, I don't know if Shakespeare had an editor. I don't know if, you know.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had colleagues. He had people.
I'm not sure Steinbeck had an editor, but I'm sure he went and talked to.
Yes, he did. Oh, yes.
People he got advice
definitely.
From.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, we're fools if we don't.
Right.
We really are.
And you learned you because I get that's a great example where sometimes you'll think you're an expert in something and you go, gosh, maybe I'm not. Gosh, we're out of time.
All right.
Gosh, this one went fast. This was so interesting.
Yes.
Gidi, thank you so much.
Thank
we're going to continue
you.
Our chat next week talking about tools for agency, the willpower to reach your goals. That's next.
Yes.
Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. Thanks again for being with us. And reminder, if you want to talk to Gidi or another person who can help you with your marriage and family issues or addictive issues or depression, whatever it may be, go to tgplace.com, The Growing Place. So long, everybody. Have a good day.